The new governor of the Bank of England has announced, you see, that interest rates in the UK will stay low until the unemployment level is reduced. So this could, young Vincent, see rates kept low until 2016, before which you will be bucked out of the BBC.
I think they need about 750,000 new jobs.
David Smith is the economics editor at the Sunday Times. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. What does this actually mean for first-time couples and people and people contemplating buying? Does this mean now's the time?
Well, people have to make their own mind up on that. But I think what this is saying is that if we've already had quite a long period of low interest rates, and in recent times, people have not really known where interest rates are going to be going in future. You know, the former Bank of England governor used to say that we take one meeting at a time and we don't know what the future will hold. What the new man is saying, Mark Carney, the Canadian, is that we'll only think about raising interest rates when unemployment, which is the unemployment rate is currently 7.8% nationally, has come down to 7%. And it doesn't even mean they'll definitely raise rates there, but they at that point, but they will think about doing so. And they don't expect that to be the case, the 7% unemployment, until 2016. So we've had 4 years of 0.5% bank rate, historic low. They're saying essentially we're going to get another 3 years of this.
And of course, it shouldn't be celebrated necessarily, interest rates being low, because that hits savers really hard. And for people that do have deposits, they would actually want interest rates to go up, obviously.
Yes, I think the idea here is to get businesses who are thinking about investing and borrowing to invest to do so. And you know, one of the arguments has been that demand from businesses for funds to invest has not been great because they've lacked confidence. The other, as you were mentioning, is you know, homeowners or potential homeowners. You know, you can borrow, you can take out a mortgage on the assumption that you're not going to be hit with a rate increase for 3 years. But of course, as you say, for savers, the opposite applies, that they've been stuck with very low returns for the last 4 or 5 years. That's going to be the case for the next 3 years. Now, the new governor's answer on that was that everybody benefits from a stronger economy over the long term. So savers will benefit. You know, they've got this period of sacrifice to go through, but over the long term, they will be better off as a result of economic recovery taking hold. Now, it's you know, it's tough for savers. I wouldn't dispute that.
Well, the banks, for people, this will be interesting to a lot of people because of house prices, basically. Savers, yes, but house prices. For those people contemplating buying a home for the first time, for those people maybe thinking that they'll dip their toes into the market again and they'll move or they'll buy up or whatever. Now, interest rates at 0.5%, at 0.5%, that's the base rate. But of course, that doesn't mean that they can borrow anywhere close to that, because some of these banks have been putting their variable rate mortgages up over recent times. So can they continue to do that?
Well, that's going to be an interesting one, because I think one of the aims of this is to get the gap, the margin between bank rate and the rates that people and businesses actually pay somewhat lower. I mean, of course, before the crisis, the gap was very low indeed, so people could borrow at very, very close to bank rate on very favourable terms. That hasn't been the case for the last few years.
I'm in a lifetime mortgage of base plus 0.5%, so I'm paying
1%. Yeah. I mean, fantastic deals. And people who've got those, the lucky people who've got those, were great beneficiaries when interest rates suddenly went down very dramatically in 2008 and 2009, and still benefiting from that, as you say, particularly if you've got a lifetime mortgage. I think that will happen. I mean, one of the reasons that, if you like, for having bank rates so low and allowing the banks to charge higher rates to borrowers is to do with, you know, making the banking system a bit more healthy, allowing them to build up their capital. So there is a little bit of method in the madness of those big margins, which is, you know, it's not great news for borrowers necessarily. You see 0.5% bank rate, you go into your bank, you don't get anything like that. But I think there may be a little bit of improvement on that, but nobody, I think, should realistically expect to borrow for 0.5%.
David, thank you very much indeed, sir. Thank you.